When we have become a human, when we have a human birth and we have the opportunity to meet with the teaching of the Buddha, then in order to get the full benefit of having been born a human and meeting with the Buddha Sasana, we need to practice the three trainings, the three sekhas. The trainings, or sekhas, are things that we must learn and practice. We need to study them repeatedly, and we need to develop them. The Buddha taught these three trainings because there are three grades, three levels of kilesas, of mental defilements that need to be removed. These are the vitekama kilesas, the transgressive kilesas that get expressed in body and speech, and the pariyotana kilesas, the obsessive ones that boil in our mind. And the third grade is the anusya kilesas, the latent ones, the ones whose seeds have not yet been cut off. These three grades of kilesas are removed with the training of sila, morality, the training of samadhi, concentration, and the training of panya, wisdom. And only when they are removed by these three trainings will the defilements of greed, hatred and delusion, lobha, dosa, moha, and so on, slowly, slowly decrease and finally be removed completely. So because there are three kinds of kilesas that need to be removed, the Buddha taught the three trainings. Among the three grades of kilesas, the grossest level of kilesas are removed by sila. The training of sila is what points out what we should and shouldn't do. Don't do that. Don't say that. And each of us has sila that is relevant to our life. For example, monks have the sila of monks. Nuns have the nuns' training. And laywomen and laymen have their relevant sila too. We must keep at least the five precepts. But here, in this place, it's more suitable to keep the eight precepts. And if we can keep this sila unbroken, then the remaining trainings will be able to come about quite easily. So without sila, it's not going to be easy to develop the other two trainings. Just like we can only put food into our bodies when we have a mouth, without a mouth, we won't be able to eat. And sila is like the mouth. When our mouth is good, then we're able to put food into our bodies and we can be healthy. Because sila is like the mouth, what we need to do first is take the precepts, and then we need to keep them unbroken. The training of samadhi sekha, prevents the kilesas from occurring in the mind, and if they do occur, it dispels them. The training of panya sekha, cuts off the potential for kilesas to arise completely. It removes the seeds of kilesas when panya is fully developed. And this will be discussed when Seiroji talks about the practice. In the Buddhist text, there's a word called ojha. Ojha is something that is present in all types of food. It's nutritive nutrition, nutritious essence. It's also called ahara in Pali. And everyone who has a body needs this nutrition, this ojha, which produces strength. And you could call them vitamins, multivitamins. We have multivitamins that support us. Vitamin A, B, C, D, E, and so on. And these are contained in food. So only if we eat food that contains this nutritious essence called ojha will we be able to move about. And only then will our bodies continue to exist. So just as we need to put this nutritious essence contained in food into our body every single day, so too, mental ojha, the nutrition for the mind, is also needed. We need to understand this. Sayadaw mentioned the rule of practice. Always, always apply mindfulness at every arising object. Whenever an object arises in our being, we need to observe it. So to note every arising object in our experience, we need virya. We need to make the effort to observe the object when it arises. And we need vitakka, aim, so that our mind is in focus with the object. If we use these two, effort and aiming, courageous effort and aim, accurate aim, then if we use these two to note, to observe the object, then ojha, the nutritive essence of Dhamma, will develop. So first of all, faith, the mental power of faith, to trust in that which is trustworthy, in that which is true. And then courageous effort to stop ourselves before we do something wrong. And if we do, courageousness to admit that we have done something wrong. And sati, awareness, mindfulness, which protects the mind by blocking out kilesas. And collectedness of mind, known as samadhi. The clear knowing of panya. The shame that will prevent us from doing wrong, hiri, moral shame. And moral dread, the fear of the consequences that will occur. Ota, that is moral fear, wholesome fear, called otapa. These are mental powers. And to develop them, we have to apply our mind to observing the object that arises at the present moment with aiming and effort. If we do this many times, then the dhammoja, the nutritive essence of Dhamma, will get into one's being. Sayadawji's time is up for speaking. So in essence, what he wants people to understand is that just like we humans need nutrition, food that contains nutritive essence for our body, so too for our mind, we need to have something nutritious. Just like with our body, we need to avoid things that don't agree with us. We need to avoid bad food. We need to take food that contains enough nutrition, enough wholesome qualities for us to be strong. And we need to chew carefully. And when we do this, take the proper food, avoid the bad food, and chew carefully, then this the nutrition that is in the food can spread throughout our body, and we can be strong. So we have to chew respectfully with the practice. Just like with this, I lost my place. So we have to chew carefully when we eat our food, and with our mental work also, we need to be careful. So we have to cherish this practice, which develops our mental energy. We should understand that the practice develops mental energy, supports our mind, so we should cherish it. And only when we have this mental attitude of cherishing the practice will we work to be continuous with our practice. Just like with food, if you just chew a bite of food one or two times and then swallow it down, you won't be able to get as much nutrition. So too, with practice, you have to chew carefully, you have to practice carefully, practice in a connected way with respect for the practice and with continuity. And when we do so, this nutritive essence will become very strong, it will develop amazing power, and will come into our body, into our mind. So the remaining part of this, of the time that Seiroji has to speak during this retreat, will be about how to avoid what is not suitable for us in terms of the mind, and how to put in what is good for us. That's all for today.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.